more stories today.
好，今天我们将会又再次展示两个故事。
Maybe first, Dingding speaks a few words, then I add.
好，请丁丁先说几句，然后老师再多再补充，可以吗？
好的。我今天上午听到老蔡和红辉的排练，然后首先听老蔡的就是讲述故事的时候，我强烈的感觉到我们的课程要有更多的男同志参加才行。男同志讲故事和女同志讲故事还是有不一样的风采，女同志有女同志的风采，男同志有男同志的风采。就是我们在这个课当中的话要更加多元一点，要更加平衡一点，对，这是我的想法。好，就这些。
So in the morning after listen to both story, and Dini have a very impressed feeling that we need more gentlemen to tell the story in the group, because the female and the men,the women and men, they tell the story actually differently, and they both did a very good job, but we need both. We need more gentlemen to join our storytelling course.
And Jinyao, what is after? We do it like until 4:30, yeah? Something like this, yeah?
Yeah, then that's for today.
No practice today?
What kind of practice?
Yeah, any kind.
No.
No, we didn't plan anything, right?
It didn't plan.
Actually, okay. Then maybe afterwards.I talk with you then after finish. Okay. So now we are going to tell two animal stories.
接下来呢，要讲的是两个动物故事。
Yeah, both written by me.
这两个故事都是我个人创作的。
The first story about this tiger.
第一个故事是虎宝的故事。
Long time ago. So this story was written.
这个故事呢
？So 2010.
是2010年的时候写的。
So maybe not maybe, but before 2010 even.
但应该是
I saw one tiger in Thailand.
在2010年以前，我曾经在泰国见到一只老虎。
Yes. This tiger thinks same as a human.
这个老虎呢，它的想法就是它像是人一样去思考。
And can.You can touch and doesn't do anything.
你可以摸它，然后它都不会有什么反应，不会对你做些什么。
And it really written spoken in this story, take a bath.
而且它就真的像是
warm water, but cold water. Take a bath every day in the evening.
每天晚上啊，都不是热水啊，冷水。每天晚上都要洗澡。
Yeah, but then, when I visited Thailand next time and went to the same place, same temple.
我后来又去了泰国，又去到了同一个寺。
This tiger is already gone. Then I asked.
老虎，他已经离开了。然后我当时就问在场当地的人。
Then this person told me because one tourist, a little bit, 이타즈라 시다네.
有一个游客
Then Tiger got a little angry, yes.
恶作剧的时候呢, 这只老虎,
just a little bit.
有一点点生气了,
but this little, the fingernail, a little bit.
就稍微用指甲,
it get, you know, injured this
伤到了,
person, and then
这个游客, 这个人,
then Tiger couldn't stay there anymore. In front of the tourist. Yeah, then I saw these two sides of the animals.
然后我就看到了,
we have the like a domestic animal who can deal with the human.
像家畜,
like a dogs, cats,
像狗啊,
and other
猫啊,
domestic animals. They can deal with the human actually very well.
他们其实就能够很好的与人相处，但是还有一些野兽。
They are more in in nature, deep in the nature is their home.
野兽他们的家应该是在深深的大自然当中。So
these two sides, the animal have these two sides.
动物有这两面。
Close to the human. Or deep in the nature,
离人比较接近, 或者是说在深深的自然当中。
Yeah, and if we look at ourselves, also we have this, some humanity side.
我们也有,
but we have also sometimes, you know, like a wild nature.
有时候也有自然.
Good, then, yeah, we ask Retia husband to.
这样我们邀请有请到蔡来讲这个故事。
虎宝是个性格温顺的小老虎, 谁碰它也不嫌烦, 谁摸它也不发火, 而且它还跟邻居人类的孩子太郎君是好朋友。 它身上长着美丽的黑色和黄色的条纹，一条黑，一条黄，色彩鲜艳，非常有规则。老虎身上黄条纹。 旁边有黑纹，黑色条纹的旁边又是黄条纹。黄色条纹的旁边又是黄条纹。黄色条纹的旁边又是黄条纹。黄色条纹的旁边又是黄条纹。 次には黒い島の次は黄色虎宝吃饭啦。 哦，妈妈在叫他，虎宝飞快地跑过去，风呼呼地刮，草 沙沙作响，云层迅速的涌动，闪出一道道银光。妈妈，我饿了，今天吃什么？吃肉。啊，今天又吃肉，可我想像邻居家的太郎那样，面包抹上蜂蜜，花椰菜蘸着，那样吃。那怎么行？来，吃肉吧。啊，真好吃啊。接下来到了傍晚洗澡的时间，虎妈妈在对面的小河里沐浴。虎宝，快过来看落日多美啊。母子俩肩并肩泡在河水里，看着天边火红的落日。妈妈，我也想像邻居家的太郎那样，哼着歌泡在热气腾腾的澡盆里洗澡。热水可不行，不过我们可以一起唱歌。夕阳晚霞红艳艳，老虎向天笑，惊起鸟儿一群群，飞到山那边哟。夜幕降临，风儿轻，鸟儿静静眠，池边柳树枝头上，月亮高高悬哟。满天星斗银灿灿，星星在眨眼，星星在眨眼。而那树林深处，老虎眼睛亮闪闪，在这寂静深夜里，唤来几几万无相安眠。唱完歌，虎宝睡着了。可不一会儿，他就醒了，还有点迷迷糊糊，但只要有一丝响动，他立刻就会警醒。妈妈，妈妈，我也想像邻居家的太郎那样，一到晚上就好好的睡个痛快。不行，你 是夜行动物。来吧，夜深了，咱们去散步吧。母子俩走向森林深处，虎宝和妈妈四只眼睛亮闪闪。树丛里又凉快又湿润，非常舒服。虎宝和妈妈一起讲了一整夜的故事。老虎的故事是呜咽声和吼笑声。群山在摇晃，树木吱嘎作响，星星惊得眨眼睛。啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦。
夕焼け赤く虎が吠える、小鳥の群れは山へ向かうよ。宵闇暮れば小鳥は眠る、梢の上に月が昇るよ。夜空に星が瞬いて瞬いて、森の深く虎の目光る。夜のしじまに匂い気配もなく、おしまい。
讲完了。
So thank you for the red hair husband.
非常感谢。
Yeah, please tell the people a little bit experience from what you have done and
能不能讲一讲
with this story
和这个故事，对这个故事你的经历
with the children and so on.
和孩子们在一起的。
好，我简单说一下吧。 应该说到现在还记得，在故事课上第一次讲这个活宝的这种体验吧。应该当时读的这个文本是应该是非常的生涩，磕磕绊绊的，应该唱歌呢也完全找不着调。练了几次以后，当时是布置这么个我的作业嘛，练了几次以后吧，他就觉得这个故事这么简单，也不过如此罢了。当时应该说我们心里面还是非常向往的那种大的故事，什么白雪公主啊之类的这样的故事。那老师当时在讲课中可我叮嘱过，说是要让这个胡宝成为我的故事。那当时真是没有这方面的感觉，这个小故事有什么好练的，也没有什么难度，也没有什么含量，技术含量什么都没有。但是安排的作业嘛，你总得做，那么就一遍一遍的练，一遍一遍的练，逐渐逐渐的，应该说是，没有那么生涩了，也渐渐的就在练习过程中嘛，也渐渐觉得，哎，这个胡宝这个形象，或者是这个胡宝的这个文本的这个故事的，这种节奏了，慢慢的应该能感觉到了一点。尤其是这中间还经过老师的指点，还有这个我们这样练习课的时候，还有这个王毛老师的，一些指点吧。我说完吗，青瑶，还是一段一段的？
你先说完，
我先说完哈。然后就练的过程中呢，我就开始给我儿子讲。一开始的时候是作为一个睡前故事嘛，他睡觉的时候之前啊，正好练的。过程中，我把这个故事讲给你听一下，应该从这个过程中讲了几次，应该讲着讲着他就昏昏欲睡了，很快就能很平稳的、安静的这种睡觉，这是一个体验。再一个就是讲了几次以后，慢慢，他就会唱这个歌曲了，他会吹口哨，就用这个口哨来吹这个胡宝的这种歌曲。另外呢。反反复复给我要求，能不能再继续给我讲一遍呢？能再继续给我讲一遍吗？那在这个过程中，我就慢慢的对这个故事，应该说有了一点自信吧。再一个契机就是从九月份开始，我现在开始带我们学校的这个一年级。当时给这个一年级选择这个开班故事的时候呢。我就非常不想选择这个华德福学校惯用的那个叫什么《小王子与太阳》，我这个故事我觉得不亲。那在这个过程中，我就下定决心了，我就用胡宝作为我们班的这种开班的故事。应该说这种体验对我至今还是印象非常深刻的。应该是在班上的时候，我看见。孩子们这一双双这个圆溜溜的眼睛了，这种专注的表情了，我就觉得通过这个故事，我跟孩子之间呢有了一定的这种，叫什么链接吧。另外呢，我就反反复复的跟他们讲，包括我们的应该就是现在目前为止已经讲了能有五六遍了吧，短短的半个月多一点，我蜡块课我也讲，这个蜂蜡课我也讲。通过叫他们捏蜂蜡或者是画这个蜡块，就觉得通过这个胡宝这个故事，跟孩子就是慢慢的搭进了，觉得能慢慢的走进他们的心灵吧。到目前为止，我对这个故事和我这个经历，就有这些体验吧。我就说这些。
So first.The storytelling class, you gave him the task to tell this story. The first time when he just read this story, he couldn't tell it very fluently. He's not get used to the language and the song. He couldn't sing in the right pitch. And he felt this story is such a simple story. It's not so interesting story because he still have this expectation that he wanted to tell like a more gigantic story like a Snow White such story. But then you gave him the advice that he should really practice and make this story into his story. But he still at the beginning felt why I should practice this story because this story is not very difficult. We don't need such a technique to tell this story, but through the practicing, still this he could tell this story more and more fluently. And in the practice also, he could gradually grasp the rhythm in the story and listening to you and the King Cat's advice. And then during the practice, he started to tell this story to his own son, just to practice before he go to bed. And he tried several times. He found if he tell this story, his son can go to sleep very fast. And also after several times, his son also could learn the singing, the song in the story. And his son will use the whistle, the kujibue, to sing the song. And he also asked, could you tell this story again? And then gradually he gained more confidence to tell this story. And from this September, he started to become the teacher for the first grade. And usually in the Waldorf school, the starting of the whole first grade will start with one story, and they have their own story. Usually the class teacher will use the story of the little prince and son to start the first grade, but he doesn't want to use this so-called like a traditional Waldorf story. So he decided to use this tiger story as the first story for the class children. And he felt really impressed in telling the story, because he can tell the story and looking at the children's eyes and their concentration, such a concentrated this facial expression. And through this story, he gradually could make a connection to the class children. And he has been telling this story again and again for the children, because he not only tell in the main class, but also in the beeswax class and in the crayon painting class. And in this more than 2 weeks, he told like 5 or 6 times to the children. And he felt through this story, he could go into the soul, gradually go into the soul of the children. Yeah, that's his experience.
Mm-mm-mm. Yeah, thank you very much.
非常感谢.
Yeah, Qingyou, he did more explain about the reaction of the first grade children on in the morning.
In the morning, he said at the beginning he couldn't touch the soul of the children, but now he could feel the soul of the children through the eyes.
Yeah, this he didn't say, right?
He said only go into the soul of the children, not wanting a little bit different. Yeah.
Maybe please tell him once again. This issue is very important.
Okay.
You know how he can be he become. To be able to reach the soul of the.
好，老蔡，你早上的时候提到说，最开始的时候还是摸不到孩子们的心灵，但是现在讲了四五遍了，感觉通过孩子们的眼睛能够感受到他们的心灵。有关于这个经历，你能不能再讲一下？就是这个过程。
这个是怎么来的？一个是我这个班里面，现在孩子不多，但是其中有一个。就是有点自闭症吧，这个孩子，因为他之前吧来我班之前，我心里也直打鼓，因为我曾经见过他，他的父母到我们学校来第一次，因为一个小的争执吧，导致他情绪爆发的很厉害，哎呀，整个学校里都充满了他的声音。这个孩子到我班来，应该说对我确实是一个挑战，我就不放心，我这第一课他能不能坐得住，能不能稳得住。我们当时也设计了好几种预案，但是呢，这个我这个讲故事的过程中，我就特别的注意到他，就看到他在这个过程中应该是非常的安静，我印象最深刻的就是他这双眼睛，至今还在我的眼前闪出他这个他这个眼神，在这个过程中他是。应该说是非常安静，非常关注，非常专注的全过程做了下来。并且他妈妈放学的时候问我，我们的孩子今天有没有发情绪方面的事情，当时当天还真没有出现这种情况。 在这一次一次的过程中呢，其他的孩子都不用说了，就是他这个孩子，每次我讲这个故事的时候，哎，他就能通过，尽管他有的时候可能在做别的事情，哎，我一开始讲，他就会立刻坐下来，专注的全过程的来听这个故事，这块是对我印象很深刻的，嗯。
So why he said in the beginning he still couldn't grasp the soul of the children is actually because of especially one child in his class. Although it's not a big class, only several children, but one of them is autistic. And this child, before he came to this class, he met him once with the parents in the school. And on that day, he, because of some small quarrel,between the people, he started to get very emotional, and we can hear his voice every corner of the school. And because of this experience, the first class, he was really worried about this child. Can he really sit down quietly in the class for the first day? And they also planned if there will be something happen, maybe somebody else or what can they react?To this sudden situation or emotion from this child. But then, as soon as he started to tell this story for the first day, he could remember very clearly until now that his eyes is very concentrated and he could sit quietly in his seat during the storytelling. And now after the firstThe day of the school, the mother asked him, does he get emotional today? And actually he didn't for the whole day. And later, when the time he's telling this story, of course, other children too, but especially this child, maybe sometimes he was doing something else, but as soon as he's telling the story, this child will come back to his seat and sit quietly, concentrated.Listen to the story.
Yes. Yeah, very interesting and also important report.
非常有意思，也是非常重要的一个报告。
Yes. I always say, actually, the story we are telling.
我总是在说，其实我们
traditional or new created.
不管它是传统故事还是新创作的故事
，All the good stories actually only existed in the children's soul.
这些故事其实都已经存在在孩子们的心魂当中。
Yeah, so not maybe like a wordly exactly how it's written.
所以有可能，不算是一字一句的
atmosphere sound
当中，但是这种氛围。声音、
direction,
方向、
characters,
特性、
instinct,
本能、
fear, love,
爱、
wish, hope, regret,
愿望、
all the
希望、悔恨这些、
mercy, attachment.Interest,
慈悲之心，链接，兴趣。
Yeah. Beauty of the nature,
自然之美。
Yeah. Struggle between the human,
人与人之间的挣扎。
Harmony between human and the nature,
人与自然间的和谐。
Yeah. Actually, these things all exist in a child.
这些其实都存在在孩子。
And if we can tell
such
good story in a right way, then,
这样好的故事正确的方式讲出来
it's just like not the children listen to the storyteller,
并不是说孩子
as if storyteller
讲故事的人
listening to the soul of the children,
就像是讲故事的人在倾听孩子的心里
during his telling the story,
在他讲故事的时候
yeah.So this is one good example of what I just said, from this report.
所以这就是一个很好的例子。
Yeah, read her husband.
我从刚才听到了来自于老蔡的报告想到的。
Especially autistic children, they have
特别是自闭症
they have this very clear, how to say the soul structure.
他们其实是有着非常清晰的心魂的结构
sensitive,
非常的
pure,
很纯净
yeah, and usually the music can reach their soul, and the story is sometimes difficult.
音乐更多的是音乐能触及到他们的。
But some story can reach the soul of the autistic children.
也是有一些故事是能够触及到他们的心魂的。
Yeah. Now there are three beautiful paintings. Yeah, can the people see now, right?
Yeah, 大家能看到画对吧？
By Jaya, thank you. Yeah. Can she also tell about this drawing?
你能不能说两句？
青瑶，我该说，我想说的已经都打在群里了。故事，那我再说吧，直接说。因为这个故事我自己也很喜欢，因为一般情况下我好像比较喜欢那种孤独的那种氛围的故事，但是呢拿到这个故事的时候，或者是我第一次听到 A 班练习老蔡在讲的时候，我就觉得哇这个故事好好听，然后我就那个请老蔡发了给我听，然后其实我一开始是想学里面的歌，那么后来老师有说要画画嘛，那我就顺便就把故事我自己也看了，然后呢就开始想去画，但是就特别难，因为我其实没有绘画的基础，所以不会画具象的东西，但是这个部分所以对我来说一开始的时候我就不知道怎么动手，但是随着，抱歉有点吵，不好意思我。但是随着我自己在练习这个故事，进入这个故事的时候，我就发现它成了我和我女儿的生活的一部分，因为她也很喜欢这个故事，所以我还没有跟老师练习，每天也会讲。有时候他也会说请放老蔡伯伯的胡宝给我听，然后他听着这个故事也是很快就能睡着的。那后来在画画的时候，就我女儿其实她一直也在鼓励我，她很喜欢妈妈的画，觉得老虎和大自然都融为一体了。然后她自己在画这个小老虎的时候，因为她也没有画过这么具象的东西，但是他就是想用这样的方式去表达，后来他就经历了两个星期才把这幅画画完，所以就感觉这一对虎妈妈和虎宝的这个关系有一点在我们的生活中好像成了我们俩也成了他们，所以我就觉得这个故事特别的不一样和其他的故事。然后刚才老师在说所有的故事都在孩子的心魂里的时候我就觉得老师说中了，就感觉好像我和他的心里，我和他的存在里就是有这个故事，然后通过这个故事我们俩之间的那些关系，那些链接，那些所有的一切好像就被唤醒了，就是这样子，谢谢。
So this story, she really liked the story when she listened to the practice of the red hair husband. So she tried to ask him to send the recording to her. At the beginning, she wanted to learn the song of this story. But gradually she also really liked this story, and her daughter liked this story very much. And so although she haven't been practicing this story with you yet, but she has been telling this story in her life for her children, for her daughter. And sometimes her daughter will also ask her, please play the recording from the red-haired husband. She, after listening to this recording of the tiger story from red-haired husband, she also could fall asleep very fast. And this story really become the part of their life in the, yeah. And also her daughter really encouraged her to draw this, story, because she was not really learning professionally the painting. So she didn't paint such a specific animal in the painting before, and she doesn't know how to start. And her daughter actually started to also to paint this, to draw this story, and her daughter took 2 weeks to finish her painting. And also this experience really encouraged her a lot, and she also tried to paint, because this tiger and the nature, they just belongs to each other. So such way of the image we have, and also this relationship between the mother and child. This, although in the story is the tiger, mother and child, is also becoming the relationship between she and her daughter, such relationship. So this story is very special for her. And just now you said, in the children's soul, they have the story already. And she also felt the same for this story. So between she and her daughter, in their existence, they already have this story inside. So such a relationship, such a connection between the mother and the child through this story. Between she and her child, this relationship has been awakened in this procedure.
Yeah. Yes, thank you.
谢谢.
I chose this story for the red hair husband, not because it's easy or difficult, or you know, for his storytelling skill, or from this point of view. I chose this one for him because I can sense something common. This story and the husband's nature. So I thought, because sometimes storytelling is also a good way to recognize yourself.
Self-recognition.
Yes. Yeah. And so I thought maybe if this story would be the one repertoire of your husband would be very good. Thank you very much once again.
Then
we go to the Kotoku no Okami, Lonely Wolf, and then please enjoy this story. And compare and enjoy the roaring of the wolf, different from the tiger.
狼和老虎的叫声。
So, Habibi the mother, please.
好，有请红辉。
孤独的狼。 寒冷的冬夜里，深深的森林中，有一只狼。 在行走，没有一点声响。 能听见的只有自己的呼吸和踏在雪地上的轻微的脚步声。狼已经有一阵子没捕到猎物了，鸟儿们已飞往南方，野兽都躲进了山洞里，但对狼来说，寒冷或饥饿都不算什么，可独自一人的寂寞让寒风和积雪如此难以忍受。这天夜里，狼又在森林里行走着，去往森林的深处，再深处，忽然觉得在黑暗中看到了些许灯光，狼如同被吸引着前进，发现那是一间人类居住的小屋，灯光是从小屋的窗户透出来的，竟然有人住在这样的森林深处。狼走向小屋，来到近前，门吱吱作响，慢慢的打开了，狼心生警戒，因为他想起了在几年前的冬天，因过于饥饿去到村庄时的情景。那时房门打开后，一个持枪的男人突然出现了，而这次怒面的也是一个男人，但他手中没有枪。狼在这瞬间反复思考着，是扑向男人，还是转身逃跑。然后，狼看见了他的眼睛，男人也看着狼，双方目不转睛地 对视着，在狼的心中，恐惧和仇恨消失不见了，因为那个男人的眼睛里并没有恐惧和仇恨。他们互相凝视着，不知何时，月亮已升上了天空。这时，突然，狼的心充满了思念和憧憬，向着散发着洁白光芒的月亮，哦，哦，如同在蓝色的夜空中闪，说的星辰宝藏赐来我心，强烈愿望，可是我却独自一人忍受寒冷，遭受痛苦，只能不断追寻我心归去之处，来时的道路。在遥远故乡有那无可替代独一无二的语言，快乐喜悦，幸福欢愉，难过痛苦，悲伤惆怅，诡计阴谋，我能做的只有继续寻找接下来应走的路而已。这声音在森林里回响，然后男人开口了：“是吗？你想回月亮上啊？那我们就在月亮上再见吧。”说着，男人走进了小屋里。狼往回走，沿着来时的路，寒冷的，寒冷的冬夜里，深深的，深深的森林中， 没有一点儿声响。能听见的只有自己的呼吸和踏在雪地上的轻微的脚步声。与刚才一样，同样的冬天，同样的森林，同样的寒冷，同样的饥饿，仅有一件事已经不一样了，狼再也不寂寞了，狼的心中有了与朋友相遇的喜悦，春天马上就要到来了。
星の宝のように なりたいけれども、 一人で寒くて辛くて、帰る先もと来た道を探し行く、遠いふるさとにあるかけがえのない言葉、喜び、幸せ、苦しみ、悲しみ、たくらみ、これより進みゆく道を探しゆく、だけ。
おしまい。
讲完了。
This story，
这个故事
I wrote in actually first time I didn't write， I just improvising telling the story。
开始的时候其实没有写这个故事，只是即兴的讲了这个故事。
Yeah, this wolf.
这只狼.
is the heart of the artist.
它其实就是艺术家的心。
Nobody understands what he's creating.
没有人知道，没有人了解他的创作。
Nobody understands the.
没有人。
The meaning or value or
理解
anything about his creation.
他的意义、价值就是关于他所创作的这些作品的一切。
Mostly, such artists feel very, very lonesome.
绝大多数情况下，这位艺术家觉得非常的孤独。
But sometimes,
但
if this artist, the dramatiker, the maybe one stage, if this artist painter, one painting,
那如果是
if this artist musician,
戏剧剧作家，他的
composition or one play,
画家他的一首他的一幅作品，一个作曲家是他的一首曲子。
Only very sometime in very once in a great while,
就是过很久，其中才有这么一次。
Such artists find maybe
这样的艺术家
one single person in the audience who can understand
在观众当中有这么一个人
accept his art
能够理解，能够接受他的艺术。
And this is enough.Or more than enough for him.
而这其实已经对他来说足够了，甚至
such moment that he found somebody who could understand.
在这种时候，他能找到有这么一个能够理解、接受他的艺术的人。
Such moment is most precious moment.
这样的瞬间。又已经是对他的人生而言最珍贵的瞬间了。
Yeah, from one story you can feel many different ways.
从一个故事当中
It's not only one, so to speak, explanation of philosophy.
感受不仅是
That is also the greatness of the
一种哲学，所以这也是故事伟大之处。
Yeah. So maybe first.
好，我们首先。
We can ask Tabibi the mother.
想问一下
her experience.
她的体验。
啊，好的，就是我在练习《孤独的狼》这个故事的时候，也是有这种，这种就是逐渐递进的过程，就是一开始在讲这个故事的时候，能感受到那种孤独。但是通篇讲下来的话，好像没有太大的，就整个故事的过程当中没有太大的变化，而且后来就自己也觉得那个孤独好像是感受到的那个孤独也很表面，然后后来我就开始尝试一边走一边讲。然后就是顺着讲的时候我就朝前走，然后倒着讲的时候我就往后退， 然后在这个过程当中，好像就走到了故事的氛围里面去了，就比之前只是坐在那里练习能够感受得到更多，而且对那个故事氛围里面的孤独和中间遇到那个男人以后的那种与朋友相遇的那种很细微的转化，就开始有了更多的感受。然后就是在这样的基础上面，我对那个讲述过程当中发音的力度、速度和节奏也开始有了一些自然而然的调整。然后我自己，然后刚才老师又说到这个故事里面的最核心的部分，我觉得这个故事还要接下来再继续练习，感受的还是比较少。谢谢老师。
Yeah, so she said that this story, the whole procedure of the practicing is also one the way of the development, gradually. Because at the beginning, her storytelling for this story is too plain. You know, there's not much change in her storytelling. Like there's no change in her storytelling from the beginning until the end is the same.
Oh, you mean turned?
Yeah. So.
Okay.
So the loneliness she expressed in her storytelling is only the loneliness on the surface, and then she gradually tried to not sitting telling the story but walking. And when she's telling this story from the beginning to the end, she will walk forward. And when she practices from the end to the beginning, then she will walk backwards. And in this way, she could go into the atmosphere of this story. And also, she experienced deeper than sitting and telling this story. And in between, this loneliness, she can experience the change of this loneliness of the wolf because he met this man in his life. So the meeting of the friends also makes the difference for a person. And also she modified how strong she pronounced each syllable, the speed of her speech and the rhythm. She can modify in a more natural way in this practicing procedure. But today, after listening to your explanation just now, she felt still she need to practice this story because after listening to this core of the story, like you, how you create just now.
Thank you.
谢谢。
I chose this story for her.
选这个故事呢?
Because I thought she could express this roaring of the wolf together with this singing.
是因为想要她去表达这个狼的叫声以及歌唱的这部分在这个故事当中。
Maybe the listener could listen very well. Yeah, she sings very well. But actually, it's difficult.
刚才大家也都听到了，她唱的非常好。
This singing,
但其实啊
is a part of the roaring of the.
这个歌唱非常难，因为呢，这个。
Or this is a content of the roaring of the wolf.
这只狼它的嚎叫的一部分，就是说，是它的叫声的，意义。内容，或者说这就是他的叫声本身。
When storyteller,
这就意味着，
say or this roar.
Oh.
then in this rolling,
在叫的时候
we has to be able to hear what
我们在这个叫声当中
in the singing comes,
应该要能听见、
yeah?
它接下来的歌声同样的
东西 and the other way around also,
在歌声当中反过来也是一样
has to be sounded like a roaring
听起来就已经就应该像是这只狼它的吼叫
yeah, and that's the reason why I let the Tabibi the mother
这就是为什么我让他来练习这个故事的原因
Now we have new paintings
好还有画
Yeah, from the tiger
好，从老虎。
Can you to say give the
好，请燕妮能不能说两句？
这个老虎是我还是？
等会儿，你说什么？抱歉，我听不见。Hello， 燕妮。
好了吗？
好了。
这个老虎是我妈妈画的。然后他是52岁，然后开始画画，就是来帮我带孩子，然后只要有时间就在画画，我觉得他画的特别好。然后老师这个故事，然后让我想起他这个画，我就赶紧去拍了一下，挺感动的。
两幅都是是吧？还是两幅都是，
对，都是我妈妈画的。
Okay, so this both.Painting actually is not for this story. She painted actually it's the original the painting from her mother. Her mother started to paint when she was 52 years old, when she came to take care of the children for her. And because this story remind her of these two paintings from her mother, that's the reason she sent. Hello?
Yes, I see. Thank you.
谢谢。
Yeah, good. Yes, well, now we have these two stories done.
好，那今天这两个故事都讲完了。
Yes, could you compare?
大家能不能对比这两个吼叫声
？The tiger and wolf.
这狼还有老虎。
だからこれも一つの物語の醍醐味。Can you
这其实也是
醍醐味。
What's the exact word?
醍醐味 is the enjoyable point.
这就是这个故事它的我们能够享受的部分。这个好叫
deeper taste. You can taste.
就是这种深入的品。为这个故事的部分就应该是这个吼叫声。
Yes, so one roaring make the story better or different.
一个吼叫声就能够让这个故事变得更好，会让它有所不同。
Certain decision, certain direction.
能够决定。能够让有一些决定，有些方向。
Tiger's roaring，
老虎的吼叫声。
It goes to the gradually to the all whole direction。
它是去往各个方向的。传向各个方向。
Yeah. As if it covers whole forest.
就像是它能够覆盖整个森林。
As if it is a forest, identical.
或者它就
as if it is identical as a forest.
同一个存在，它的吼叫声就等同于。
During the wolf roaring.
而狼
goes straight to.
它是。
To the far away in the heaven or beyond the mountain,
一直传上天，传到天上，或是能够穿越这山岭。 So the
yes.
The Yudose want to send share that she her painting about the children. Is that okay?
Yes. The picture.
Yeah, painting.
Yes, of course.
当然可以，Yanni. Yeah, Ding Ding said the rolling, the difference she experienced.
Yeah.
The tiger's rolling is more. The more facing to the earth,
mm-hmm.
but the wolf's rolling is more facing to the goes to the heaven,
mm-hmm.
to the sky.
Mm-hmm. So what this?
This is the last painting she painted before this pandemic situation.
Mm-hmm. Why she showed this picture now?
燕妮，你现在想分享的这幅画是有原因的吗？燕妮，能不能开麦说一下？
就是感觉到，就是人在自然的那种怀抱当中。还有和大自然的这种爱，然后就想分享这幅画。
She just want to share this painting because she experienced that we human being actually lives in the nature. She just want to share this painting. The child is running in the field.
Yes, all right. So is there any questions? Or just because today AI broken somehow.
Question.
No translation.
Question. There's no question.
Mm-hmm.
Only in the comments.
Mm-hmm.
For example, the Jaya said this rolling of the Tabibido mother.
Mm-hmm.
The Jaya's daughter said the Tabibido mother did better than her.
Yes.
Yeah, and also,
mm-hmm.
Her daughter, Jaya's daughter said, this wolf actually is you, Mr. Taka.
Yes.
And,
lonely artist.
孤独的艺术家，对。Yeah, so before there was the painting from the English teacher's daughter.
This is a
daughter.
I see. Mm-hmm. Is it from this story or independent?
Yeah, from this story. Her daughter painted, yeah.
I see.
And the first one is from this older daughter we know. The second one is from the younger one.
Younger ones painting have not only just tiger but one girl, right?
Yeah. 那个武国春，你们家妹妹画的不仅是老虎，还有一个小女孩哈，挺有趣的。And the younger one said the Talogun is a small girl next door.
Yeah, why not?
对，也可以嘛，也可以是个小女孩。
That's right. Uh-huh, now I understand. Uh-huh. Yeah, why not?
是挺好的呀，可以呀。And she said she wanted to be the neighborhood with the tiger.
Mm-hmm.
English teacher daughter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Storytelling is important.
讲故事是很重要的。
Yeah. We can encourage the soul of the children to develop themselves and
activate
their talent.
鼓励孩子的心魂，激活那些仍然还在沉睡着的他们的能力，没有被激活的能力。
Tenzing
girl said she wanted to also write one story from,from the man's perspective, because you, this Kodoku no Okami, you wrote from the perspective of the wolf. I think she said she wanted to, yeah, write from the, this man perspective. Is it, is it all right to retell this story in this way?
Yes, of course.
王小丽，你可以试吗？是孤独的狼，对不对？ She already sent.
Okay, good. Yeah, today no AI.
She said she wanted to write. So this man in her imagination is a tabby beetle. Only stays.In this cabin.
So, anyhow, this is actually the last two stories of the of our series, right?
Yeah, then the next one will be the self-creation, this devil doctor, for example. Next time, we will tell the story of the...
We have one more time.
Yeah.
We have to practice sometime, Jin Yao. To find out the time. So, who, the devil doctor, speak devil doctor, right?
Yes.
And?
And Ryu no Tōji from the number one.
Speak?
I forget. I have to ask Dini.
Yeah, ask later.
Oh, okay. Number five. Dini already answered.
Only two stories?
I think so, but...是不是只有这两个
？No, there's a red horse.
小红马，小红马是谁？The painter's husband. Painter's husband.
Who?
Painter's husband.
Which story?
The red horse.
Okay, then that will be next Friday.Next Friday, we are going to show you a few.
大周五给大家展示的。
Relatively.
这几个故事。
New created stories.
相对来说是新创作的故事。
So what was the first one?
The Devil Doctor.
So.One is from one of our storyteller.
然后呢，其中一个是来自于
creation
故事的人他自己的创作。
And one is
from number one also, but the other person telling.
One is from also the.Participants, one of our storytellers, retold by me,
但是也是老师重老师的重述的。
The third one,
然后第三个
about the red horse that would be the, work together.
是。
Is, one participant and with me.
老师和一位同学的重述， yes. 也是重述 from the tradition for the traditional story. This one.
Yeah, traditional story, but
它是来自于最开始是源自于传统故事，但是是老师和一个同学一起重述的。
So in three different way of the
对，刚好是三种
story creation
不同的故事创作的过程。
Experience next time
将会体验到这三个故事。
Yeah. And these three people, we have to decide when we do
这三个同学，我们需要再沟通一下。
Practice together
什么时候练习？
Yeah, so far, yeah, Ding Ding.
好，那 Ding Ding.
Yeah.
Yes, this is the for the horse. Could you see the red horse? This is the beeswax from the Yudose. She told this story and did this with the children. Could you see the photo?
Oh.This is not painting, right?
Yeah, the beeswax.
Because this shadow is real shadow, right?
Yes, yes, yes. 这个影子是真的影子啊，是吗？ Yes, the real shadow.
Yeah, yeah, okay, okay. Thank you.
Yeah, Ding Ding said we can finish now.
Yeah, okay, then thank you for the storyteller.
非常感谢讲故事的同学们。
Raquel husband and
感谢老蔡，感谢红辉。
Yeah, and thank you for Ding Ding, and also the painter.
Ding Ding,
感
谢我们的两位画者燕妮、江燕。
Yeah, and thank you for Ding Ding.
谢谢Ding Ding.
And thank you for the translation, Qin Yao.
谢谢大家。
Yeah. So, and see you again, and have a good afternoon and evening.
祝大家度过愉快的下午和晚上。